You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Chancellor.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? It's your girl, the Silly Girls Podcast, and we back again with another fresh and hot episode for you. Let us talk to YouTube first. Hey, YouTube. With y'all sexy ass. Only fine people watch us. I just want y'all to know that I'm going to say it every time. Because, baby, I got to give you your flowers and let you know how fine you is. You just clicked on this video. You know who I sound like? Remember, Life Genius said you just clicked on this.
A-O-U.
Yeah. So, anyways, YouTube, go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and comment and just say hi. Go ahead and also hit that damn notification bell so you be notified every time that we drop a video. Also, it is hit that damn subscribe button as well so you can join our family. Also, it is an arrow that is right under this video. And the arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because they family now, I gotta tell them how I would tell my family.
How you tell them?
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody on your timeline, on your contact list, on a big dick list, on a good coochie list, on a good head list. Damn, that good head list is always different from a good dick list. Right?
Mm. Yeah, it is. Because everybody... Yes. Yeah, it is. I have to think about what
Yeah. Please, also go ahead and like share it to everybody you know. You know what I'm saying? So, it is a also a description box that is right under this video. And in that description box, it has some links that actually takes you over to a podcast platform. But we're on all the podcast platforms. It also has links that actually takes you over to our social media accounts as well. Okay? Now, everybody who is listening... Through your speakers. What's up? I ain't gonna even sing y'all today because y'all already know. You know what I'm saying? These vocals over here good because this throat is amazing. You feel me? Please go ahead and also screenshot it and put it on your social media accounts as well, okay? Now that I have all of that out of the way, y'all know it's my favorite time of every episode because I get the honor of introducing somebody who I just love to death. Hey, Cherry. How you doing, Cherry?
Hi, girl.
How you been, girl?
Good.
What is going on in your world, Cherry?
Nothing.
Come on, Cherry. She got Cherry. You know, I look at her and I just say working. Something.
That's working. It. Girl, nothing.
Working day and night.
The major issue to dance hop kid in my school and high school.
Listen, that's because I had the game. I went to a game last night and I'm...
Yeah, heard they dance hop kid. Nothing new with me, just working.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Everything.
Mm-hmm. What's everything?
Working a lot. And not getting no sleep. That's normal.
Yeah.
And just being, like I said, in my own little world. Just mm-hmm. own little, you know what I'm saying? Own little bubble and stuff. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to the Rangers! Hey! Yeah. I have to represent, you know what I'm saying, Texas Rangers. Because y'all know we from Texas, you know, and I don't play. And y'all know I love all of the Texas Rangers gear. So y'all know I have a lot of hats. And y'all know, y'all watch the podcast. Y'all know I got all the jerseys and all the shirts and stuff. So... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I felt the coming up, and I felt that I was trying not to cough because I know you're going to say something, but then I was trying to cough for the podcast ears. I felt it coming up, but as y'all can tell by my...
You've been sick?
No, I've been having been sick, but you know...
The weather changing,
and y'all can tell by my way I sound. I sound like real stuffy or whatever.
This weather is a fool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, a lot. Like I said, it's a lot, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just...
She don't want to keep saying, my man.
Yeah, so I ain't gonna go.
Girl, she do it every time she texts me, my man, and I'm with my man, and with my man.
She, you a freaking lie.
What, my phone?
You is a lie. I do not say that. Because at least I be trying, I ain't gonna say it, let me erase it.
Why?
I be trying to refrain from saying
why?
A lot of times.
Why? You gotta be
I don't saying. Be saying all the time to you.
Why?
Hold on, but you have to get this podcast a lie. You a lie. I don't say it all the time.
There's nothing wrong with you saying it, though. But she do say it. Because she texted me the other day and she said, you know, what'd you say? And I just bust out laughing. But it's normal when people get mean. You know what I'm saying? They do that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But yes, you did. Because it was a text you said. And you were like, yeah, something about my man or something like that. And I was like.
She's a lie. Because she had texted me. And I didn't be texting random shit. I refrain from always talking about him. She's a freaking lie. You a lie, bro. You just be making shit up. Hold you be on. Making shit up.
That's fine. I'm typing because I gotta search. Man.
You a lie. Hold on. Go to the one yesterday and the day before that. Girl. She's a lie.
I'm not lying, y'all.
She just, boy, see, in her head, she just throw. But I always refrain. But
no, it's not, like I said, you know, if I feel like you ain't being yourself, if you don't, you being fake. You fake now? Because why the fuck you gonna refrain from me? I'm gonna tell you, like, I don't give a damn. You supposed to say you got a man.
She can't find it because it ain't nothing.
We text all the time, so hold on.
So, because we text all the time, I have not been mentioning him.
No, I'm saying hold on. Just hold on.
To everybody, so,
she lying.
Go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, try to find it. She's the lie. So, anyway, she's trying to get on me, but she barely, let me say this. Even, you know what I'm saying, when I call her, y'all heard from the last, you know what I'm saying, episode, she barely pick up the phone. She pick up when she wants to. Go.
On Monday, we was
texting. Monday! Today is Sunday!
And all the other time when we was texting, we would, because we work, I'm studying like a motherfucking word that. When we at work during the day, we don't really text. And then when we get off work, we don't really text, because by the time she get out, I be at my part-time job. Mm-hmm. And then we don't really text as much as we used to during the week, because when she was at home doing her business full-time, she had more time on hand. But then when she got a man, too, you know, she had more time on hands. But she don't really just be texting like that. We don't be texting like that because she be working a lot, and then she got another job with her man. I ain't trying to be funny, but that's a whole job within itself. It is. You know what I'm saying? We don't text. Just to be true. Honest. She said, I know that's right. If I ain't have a man, I be doing the same thing.
Oh, okay. I did say that.
She do say that. But you do say stuff like that. But I'm just like, why wouldn't you... I ain't hating, nigga. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I did say that. Okay, so speaking of that, go ahead and introduce the topic.
Oh, she wants y'all to know that she posted her man.
No, hold on. This ain't no choice we want y'all to know. We on our last podcast, if y'all was listening to the last episode.
We had to come back.
And so because she was finna go in on me on the podcast, so y'all won't be able to hear it. And I was like, nah, we're gonna go ahead and make it a topic, so you tell you too.
Because what it was is I said, I ain't finna do that. I ain't finna always be calling her out about her man and stuff like that. That be her saying something, and then she be looking at me like, I know you wanna say something. I told y'all I was gonna do, when it first got in a relationship, I shot 1,000. You know what I'm saying? I was doing drive-bys, but now
bow,
I'm like,
bow, bow.
I don't say shit, I just do shit, you know? Yeah. I know how motherfuckers give when they get a man, you know what I'm saying? Break from social media, because I just don't like social media like that. I guess because I've been on it when Facebook first came about with Black Planet, you know, MySpace. I used to be crazy about social media, but I just don't like it no more. So I get on and get off, and when I'm on, I'm on. When I'm off, I'm off. So I ain't been on in a while, but yeah, I remember like months ago, and she like, I ain't posting my man. But when I get the man, y'all ain't gonna see him till we engaged. I ain't even on social media. So I ain't know she had posted them. Somebody sent me a screenshot and said, my man. I said, ooh. They said, oh, she in love, right? I said, oh. I said, girl done posted her man. Not once. Not how many times you posted that food? Quite a few times. And then on top of this, what I want to tell you, I said I was going to say on the video. Why you post him in them gray sweatpants? I was like, I don't know. I was like, well, God, besides you, you say you don't want them girls doing all the extra stuff in the comments, but she posted me his gray sweatpants showing his stomach. I had to be like, I don't want to see that. Well, how would you post it? I thought you didn't want the word, you know what I'm saying? What did Drake say about his son? He hide his word from the world. You couldn't let the cousins know, let your family know what made you possess you to post your man like that. Well, that picture in particular. Explain yourself.
Right.
Now, why would you post that? I don't like that. Why would you post that? I would have flagged you. I would have reported that picture if I would have saw, because I don't appreciate you posting him like that.
Good.
No. Oh. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So listen, y'all, like I said, y'all family.
I already told you what she did, but I just had to...
Listen. So, now, when I say something, I be mean that shit, okay? listen, when I said for real that I was not gonna post my man to, you know what I'm saying, engagement, no bull, listen.
So you engaged, you ain't told us.
I'm sorry. I'm lying. Listen, but no, seriously, I'm not gonna lie. Like, all bullshit aside, for real, I really mean that. You know what I'm saying? At that moment. You know how, like, when I always say, like, that I'm firm in something? At that moment, I was firm. Because I'm like, I ain't doing that shit, right? Hold on. Now, she ever blinking, but she changed her mind all the time, okay?
I'm stuck. Oh, right?
Hold on. Now, hell fucking nah.
Little stuff.
All the time.
Little stuff.
And me, you know what I'm saying? I'm
like, indecisive, though.
Exactly.
But she not. She, Della Reese. What is
that's
it?
What I'm saying.
When
so,
Della come out, I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do this. Like, you can change your mind,
that's
though.
What I'm saying. But so, you know what I'm saying? Like, though. I barely, you know what I'm saying? Let me say this, like, real talk. I barely do something different from what I say. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, rare that I, you know what I'm saying, do that. And this is one of them occasions where I did.
Dick can make you do some shit. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Dick can't make me do that.
Okay, listen. It really ain't no dick. It's because the conversation's open. So, you know what I'm saying? We finna put that out there. Like, real talk. Listen. For me, seriously, I really, you know what I'm saying, felt that way. And I still do. You know what I'm saying?
I know how you did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm being real fucking honest.
Plan. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be real fucking honest. You know what I'm saying? However, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and him, you know, that's my baby. It is, or whatever. And let me say, he posted me on his page, okay? And I'm like,
monkey see, monkey do.
And no, it was not.
Monkey see, monkey. If he jumped off the cliff, you're like, baby! No, I'm just kidding. She just felt like to show him, because he felt like, why you not posting me? Because she felt like, why he not? You know how your man posts you, and then you just like, because you already told him, I don't post mine. He like, all right, cool, you ain't got to post me. I'm okay with it. But then after a while, he like, what you hiding from me? Why you don't want the world? Why you hiding me from the world? That's kind of how that was. So she was like, let me just let the world know who he is, so he won't be feeling some kind of way because he posted me. So I get it. I'm just fucking with y'all. I get it. Man, post your man, but I'm on some real shit. Don't post him no more in that provocative ass shit.
And you know what? Let me say this. Because his page, I got on him. His page like a thirst page to
well,
me.
Well, you just hit the whole thing's page. So clearly
he ain't got. I ain't tag him.
That don't mean, do you know bad bitches? We detectives.
Right.
If I want to find him and I ain't know you, I could find him.
But listen, I hate, because I told him, because you know, mind you, he work out all the time. So he's always at the gym, you know what I'm saying, posting shit like that. And I told him, I was like, babe, I was like, you got a thirst page, a thirst trap page. Because I was like,
but still,
you know what I'm saying?
We know his page is thirst. It's his page. You ain't answer why you chose that picture, all pictures to post. I don't see why you would put a worm on the hook for the fish to bite. Help me understand red fish, blue fish, green
fish.
Fish
blue. He was looking fine. Hey,
okay,
he
but that's for your own personal stuff. Don't
well, it ain't really ain't no personal stuff because he can put the world to see.
But at the end of the day, don't do that shit no more.
Don't do it no more.
And I know you're going to probably do it, but I'm just saying don't do that no more. I just feel like that ain't their business. And I'm glad I'm not on it, because I would have been like, bitch, I don't want to see brother-in-law in that shit. I don't want to see that, because I don't want to glance and be like,
yeah.
I don't want to see it. I'm just asking, just hide me from it. I don't want to see it. But I just feel like, I get you should be able to post your man in all his glory. I get that, but we've had these podcasts about this type of shit before. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand why the fuck you go against the grain. I'm not against you posting your man. Like, I want you to post and let the world know you love, because you do, as you should. But why that? Girl, I stirred that motherfucking picture for a long time. I couldn't gather my words. And I feel some kind of way.
What? It was the video. It wasn't no picture.
They screenshotted it.
Oh, they screenshotted it.
That even makes it worse.
Right.
The fuck that got into you? Mm. You see, let me tell y'all something. Mm-hmm. I knew her when she had a dude that was kind of like, it wasn't, I don't know, this grown, mature type of shit. The other type of, like, I knew that kind, I don't know this kind, so everything is kind of new to me, you know, with this. And I'm like, I'm just not surprised. You know, I used to be like, I just knew that if something was going to stay constant, it was going to be her. She ain't got that no more. She's still like that. Look at the head. She's still like that. I'm kidding, but don't do that no.
Yeah.
That ain't for them. That ain't their motherfucking business. You know what I'm saying? But I know you proud, but they gonna be like, ooh, somebody went back and washed it.
Huh?
Somebody go.
Yeah. Hell yeah, they did. The shit got probably almost, I forgot whatever that video, well, not the other one. I'm like, my shit only get about 200 fucking views. That shit got 1,000 fucking views or something. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker.
And how you feel about that?
No, you know what? It was the, I just thought it was the one, I don't know.
No, but then how do you feel about that? Women going and lusting over your man.
They already, let me say this, they already do that.
But I'm saying, bitches, you didn't know was lusting over your man, but now you put
they out, don't. They don't know him. Because he not from.
No, I'm saying, yeah. Bitches that don't know you was lusting over their man, but now you have bitches that know you that is lusting over your man. That's what, that's my question. That's my question. How you going to say that? Show it out today. How you gonna say you want a man from not from her, and then you put him out in the streets, girl? It's okay. I mean, hey, it's okay.
Just know.
Oh, don't be trying to fight hard now for him, because you putting him out there, they would never knew. They would never had no way, no other thing.
He listen, and I hate, to be honest, how he posts on his page. He, babe, you watching. You know I hate you posting your body on your page. I know you got fitness and shit, but yeah.
Don't be mad at him, shit. You post him on your page, his fitness shit. He can post your shit, brother-in-law.
You better not.
Post.
He gonna keep doing it no matter what. He posted one today.
But that's the thing. She posts her man, and I'm like, the cousin needs to know to show something. Yeah. I mean, y'all.
But, okay, listen.
And the cousin knew before me, because I ain't know. She didn't tell me that she posted, but I had to get the surprise. She said she was waiting on me to come in, because she didn't know I had took a break. Mm-hmm. I said, I
ain't
even know that.
Okay, listen. Now, I'm up real, you know what I'm saying, acting all like this. But let me get in my, you know what I'm saying, my podcast shit for real. At the end of the, she getting my side with these fucking the faces in it. I can't even go on my mouth.
Okay, let me fix myself. Let me get straight. If you're professional. Okay,
let me say this for real,
Your girl weather.
Okay, real talk on some real shit. Now, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm being so fucking honest. At that moment, you know what I'm saying, when I said that, I really mean it. Like, it and I, no bullshit, the advice I would give somebody is don't. Like, real talk. I'm not even finna fucking lie to you. I'm not even finna fucking lie. I'm being honest with you. I'm caught by the love bug. I'm not finna be real fucking honest with you. And I'm just in a whole fucking whirlwind, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that I was out, you know what I'm saying, with him in a couple different places, and I feel that one of my friends had took a picture of us. You know
that
what I'm
was
saying?
The first I'm not, that I'm not, I told you. I remember that, yeah.
I told you, and I'm like, you know what? Because I'm like, she probably like sent it to other friends, like, ooh, Charles, and I'm like, you know
let
what?
Let me say it.
Huh?
Get in front of it.
Yeah, get, before, you know what I'm saying?
Before they put it out there.
And so I was like, you know what? Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, here go my man. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I'm in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, let me go ahead and tell you some repercussions of that. Baby, now, mind you, I had stopped talking to, you know what I'm saying, my friends.
Everybody.
However, motherfuckers had blocked me.
Ain't that crazy?
Sniper blocked me.
Bye.
He I guess he didn't want to see it. Other people have, you know what I'm saying? When I posted that, you know how they say when you post it and you just throw your phone down? When I tell you, bitch, my phone lit the fuck up. I had got calls. I had got DMs. I had got inbox. I got texts. It was, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, really? Oh, that's what we doing? Damn, you got a nigga? Oh, you ain't let me know? I'm up here like, I was like the Homer Simpson going back in the thing. I'm like, you know, and it's only because, let me say this, y'all know, because I've been single forever, you know what I'm saying, forever. And so, again, doing my foreverness, I have accumulated a lot of friends that, you know what I'm saying, like, I hit up from now, and, you know what I'm saying, then, like,
yeah.
We probably don't talk every day or, you know what I'm saying, every month or something, but, you know, it's like, hey, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Shoot the eyes or some shit, you know.
Yeah.
Or some shit. And so, baby, when I put that to the real, they was, motherfuckers ain't fuck with me. Like, they, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me say this. They ain't fuck with me, but you know, the one still like, I know you got a nigga, but you know what I'm saying? I still, you
they
know what I'm saying?
We
still, still be friends and all this other shit. Like, baby, listen. So, the word had got to my ex. You know which one did I tell you?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, you did tell me. You talking about you only got one ex.
But I got exes, but when I say ex, you know the one I'm talking about.
What other? They don't count. Them motherfuckers don't count. That ex. That's the only ex you got.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Baby, he called or whatever. And mind you, I had told y'all, you know what I'm saying, I would not, you know what I'm saying, answer the phone for him, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, when I have a man. You know, me and him was cool. So I didn't mind, you know what I'm saying, talk to him sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't shit. Like, even though I know he, you know what I'm saying, wanted me back. But it still wasn't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all heard stories or whatever. But this last time, you know what I'm saying, when he called, basically I answered the phone to go ahead and let him know that, yeah, this, you know what I'm saying, I have a man. And this is going to be our last conversation. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to disrespect, you know what I'm saying, my man or whatever. Baby, he got high to me, you know.
And it's crazy because you said that before him, he didn't believe. But somebody must have told
him. Yeah. The guy told his cousins, yeah, his everybody that saw, you know, all that. And that was fine because I knew that that was going, that call was going to come through eventually.
But he needed to, like.
And you know what I'm saying? So I didn't mind because, again, like I said, I used to always just play with him because, again, like, I look at him like, you know, that's the homie. But he look at me like, I still want her back. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, let me go ahead and let him know. Yep. You know, it's official. You know what I'm saying? He didn't think I would ever move on. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, yeah, it's official. So you can stop calling. It's good. You know what I'm saying? God bless you and your wife. Your wife. You and your wife and your kids. You know what I'm saying? But y'all had to go ahead and let him know. But baby.
You done moved on with your life. I mean, I knew you would too, mm-hmm. but you done moved on. Girl. God is good. And yeah. My nephew was begging. So I had to send him money. If y'all saw me mess with my phone, just because I wouldn't let you know I was listening to her, but. Kids,
yeah. But yeah, so my advice was, I'm not gonna lie, but still, if you take anything from me, is do not post.
No, honestly, and I'm just being so, if I ain't never been 10 toes down about mm-hmm. nothing in my life, I know that when I be official, like a referee with a whistle with somebody, mm-hmm. I ain't posting. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not. No, cause I'm knocking you mm-hmm. for doing it, but I know I'm not. I don't give a fuck if the little buzz suck all my blood out. I'm not.
She's saying it now.
What you want to be?
She's saying it now.
Oh, God.
She's saying it now.
Oh, God. 444.
I bet you $100.
It's 444.
I bet you $100. $100. I'm going to pull this video up because I'm remember. Chancellor posted a man. That's going to be the title. I'm remember. $100.
At 4:44 on November the 4th. 2023.
You're not going to say the day because you don't supposed to let them know what time day we record.
Oh, sorry, my bad. It ain't the 4th. It's the 5th.
What's
the
5th?
We don't know what day it is.
Yeah.
What is today?
It's the 4th. This coming out tomorrow.
Oh, it is. Grab it.
100 motherfucker. I really would say more than that. Because we going to be balling by that time. 1,000.
Yeah, she trying to say ain't going to have no man for a long time.
No, bitch. We going to blow up next year.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay. Look, y'all. $100.
Absolutely. I said the same thing. I ain't going to lie.
No,
and I would listen. I'm no bullshit. Like, it took me a lot, and she know that. Well, she might not know. It took me a lot to post him.
I don't mean knowing what be taking a lot because she hit me with the shabam bam, plakaka, and she the fight. And I'm like, I'll fight if I have to, but she gonna come out the wind, just you know, because that's you know what I'm saying. It's a lot of things that it took me by surprise, you know what I'm saying. I would never judge my dog.
No, it was some flying right there.
I'm saying that I was doing it. I never judge my dog. You know what I'm saying? Because we always say, what we say today might be different tomorrow. But I truly believe I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Yeah. Because I'm not like, I don't know how. And when I'm in love like that, I don't do that. I don't be doing all that posting and shit. I don't, because I don't even really post. We should post herself now, but I know I'm not. So I can't wait to get this $100. Because the bitch, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to get it. Oh, I can't. It's going to feel so glorious.
This is going to be for you and him to go on a date, honey child. But it's going to be for me and my boo to go on a date because she giving me that honey.
I am.
Like, seriously. You know what I'm saying?
I should have bet her. We should have bet when we said that.
We should have bet and I would never post it because I want that money. Like, nah, for
you
real.
The love for him supersedes the $100 you have to pay me because you care about his feelings. And to some people, posting them makes them feel better. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we don't, like, you don't post me, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But for some people, if it's like, if I'm posting you, they want that same energy. Like, post me too. And it's like, I just don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not hiding you from the world, but I don't give a fuck about people seeing you. Like, mm-hmm. if they see us out and about, this, and I think that's just where I'm at with it. If they see us out and about, they see us out and about. But I don't care to fucking post. I don't even care to post where I be at. Like, I don't care.
She's just not a poster. You're a story poster, though.
Yeah, I posted my story, but I'm still... I post my story. Yeah, yeah. But I'm not posting. Mm-hmm. But if you want to know when she's going to pay me this $100...
She going to pay it to me.
Rocket.
She going to pay it to me.
Go over to our podcast platforms and subscribe.
on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor. Go on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. And, you know, follow us. And quit acting brand new.
Yeah, because we only give y'all half of episode YouTube. But please, for real, y'all be missing out on all of the other stuff that we have on the actual podcast itself. The letter, the song of the week, the quote, all of it. Go ahead and go over to one of our podcast platforms.
But YouTube, before we go, she's still a G.
I'm saying, you know,
she's still a G, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know.
You know what I mean?
YouTube. Holla at your girl.
We out. Now, everybody else who is still listening, I just had to make that a full topic, baby, because I need her to tell y'all exactly, you know what I'm saying, what the play was. Because, you know, like, real talk, you can say something, and I y'all know for real, and she know this. When I say something, I be so solid in my shit, but, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm not going to lie, you know, right now, I'm, like, in a whole nother little whirlwind, you know what I'm saying? But
what are they shit these days,
dog? And she said it, but she ain't like, this is something that I do all the time. You know what I'm saying? Nah, like, you know, this is something rare that, you know what I'm saying, I went from my norm to do.
But it's
you know
a good what I'm saying? Thing, though. It's very, very good. It's very, very good. It ain't like it's a bad thing or nothing like that. I just like fucking with you about it.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's the whole gist of it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it is what it is.
And that's just what that is.
And that's what that is.
And
okay.
It's lovely.
Yeah. So you want to go ahead and go into our letter?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you would like to write us, email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or just DM us on TikTok or Facebook or any one of our social media accounts.
The letter today says, "Hey to my favorite girls, I am so proud of both of your weight loss. You look good before and good after. You have inspired me. My question is, how do you tell a friend that has lost too much weight that she needs to stop because she looks different?"
Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
What the fuck?
Hey, cousin. Thank you for the compliments and acknowledging that you see our weight loss. It's been a long, long road. And it's like a long road traveled. It's so hard to be... not get back that way. So I know with me, it's a mind thing. Because everything now, I'm scared if I eat too much, I'm going to be back. You know what I'm saying? Where I was. Look, I'm sorry. Because I get it. Sometimes, like, you can lose too. Because my niece told me, "Aunt Kiki, don't lose no more weight." She was like, "Don't." And I was like, "I still feel like I need to lose at least, like, 20 more." Mm-hmm. And she was like, "No." She just said, "Aunt Kiki, don't."
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say I look bad. She just like, you know, it ain't really. She was like, "Don't." Because you ain't got, you know, I already got nothing else to lose. But it's my stomach that I want to lose. Because I don't have no weight nowhere else. So, my niece told me, don't lose any more weight. But I've seen quite a few people that I know that have lost a lot of weight. They do look different. And it's just like,
oh, shit.
I'm just going to tell you to mind your business. Just encourage them. And you know what I'm saying? If they look good, they look good. If they look a little different, then it's just part of the change. You know, they would look a little bit more healthier when they're healthier as far as the weight, because your face be fuller. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't understand why people got a problem with fat people. Fat people be looking cute.
Cute!
With their full face.
Seriously!
And then as soon as they lose weight, motherfuckers gonna be like, they look sick.
Uh-huh.
But
But
some people sometimes... It does change your look. Mm-hmm. And that's just a gamble, a risk that you take. Depending on how much you lose.
Especially when you have weight loss surgery.
Yeah, that's true.
Because when you just lose it, like, naturally, you know what I'm saying?
It don't look the same. I'm not going to say bad doesn't look. You don't look different. Look different, like...
Weight loss girl,
loss. Yeah, but when you have the weight loss surgery, because you can't control the amount and where you really lose it.
It's the face. That looks different when you have weight loss surgery. You know what I'm saying? When you just do it natural, your face be looking the same. But weight loss surgery, your face be looking different.
I would just say, depending on your friend or how your friend lost the weight. Like, if they lost the weight naturally, you know what I'm saying? You can tell them, like, girl, you look good. Just keep it toned. Don't lose no more because you are great where you at. But if they had the weight loss surgery, it's kind of a fine line because they have no control over their body no more because they got the surgery. So, it's kind of like you might just want to be like, don't say nothing. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't, because how do you say something? You don't want to offend them. They already going through in their mind, they already probably still see themselves fat because they probably didn't do the work that they needed to do to realize that they're going to be a different looking person. So they still seeing themselves as huge. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What would you say, Charleston?
Nothing. Me like, either. For me, because at the end of the day, you, like you said, you have no idea what that person is fighting, you know what I'm saying, in their head. Like, they probably over there are still thinking that they fat.
Yeah.
Probably, you know what I'm saying, battling so much other shit. Like, we can all, you know what I'm saying, have comments on, you know what I'm saying, the person looking different and, you know what I'm saying, probably get a chuckle or something. Be like, God damn, you know, or something. But other than that, like, don't say shit. That's yeah. that person. You know what I'm saying? That people be having, again, you can have your own opinions of what you think or feel. Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying, like, keep that shit to yourself. All the shit does not have to be, you know what I'm saying, said to somebody. Like, I can just look at you and be like, damn, she look different or whatever, and just keep pushing. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, our face gonna say it all when we look mm-hmm. at her, because it's gonna be look like...
God damn, you know what I'm saying?
And they be like, you don't mean no harm, but we be looking like...
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like, what is you... Because I can look at you and be like, damn, girl, don't lose no more weight. But when you look in the mirror, like, if you God look damn, at like, I you know what I'm saying? Like, then, you know, so it's like, don't do it for me. Keep losing for you or whatever. Go get extra surgery, whatever, for you. You know what I'm saying?
Because real talk, when y'all take a picture of me and you show it to me, I be feeling like I'm still the same size. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh. I don't like this. Yeah. Let's take another. I'd be like, take another, because in my eyes, I could see everything. But that's a woman mm-hmm. critiquing her pics. But yeah, it took me a long time to even realize I had lost a little weight. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I say don't say shit. Like, eat the fuck out. Yeah.
Why you tell me?
Ain't no tell you shit. That's
I didn't even realize it.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's the. You know what I'm saying? You just. You can't, because you can't tell your friend, like, you fat. You know what I'm saying? That person probably like that size.
And, like, when we was around, dog, y'all, I'm transparent moment for the Silly mm-hmm. Girls podcast. When we first started recording 3 years ago, and we was, and we was doing that mukbang eating, I didn't understand why that boy said two big old women, because I didn't see us being big like
bitch,
that.
Bitch, I always been big. Why you didn't see that?
I didn't see you being that size. Mm. I know you always was thick, but I never saw you like big like that, and I didn't see myself be like that. But then when I look back on the video and we was fucking that corn up, I said, damn. That's why I can laugh now, but I didn't understand it, because I think... We were happy even in our biggie. At our biggie.
I was going to be happy. I was going to like,
even though I was being like, mm-hmm. like, you couldn't tell me shit when I put my clothes on. I was cute. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I didn't even see that. And then I'm like, damn. Now when I look back, I'm like, whoa, that's why he said that shit. But I'm like, who you call it fat? Like, I ain't, I was. Mm-hmm. But okay.
He could, like, that's why I ain't give a fuck. I'm like, nigga, I know I'm fat. Like,
I got mad because I'm like, we ain't fat. Because it's our natural.
And then I don't know why you didn't say we, nigga,
Bitch, no, I was fat too. I mean, I was fat.
No, what I'm saying
too.
Is, like, you're saying, we ain't fat. You're not supposed to say we. Shit, I knew I was fat.
I didn't feel like it.
I'm sorry, I was speaking. And I'm sorry, I was. Shit, I
still am fat. I said we.
Yeah.
I said we because I didn't see it like that. You know what I'm saying? Even though the world saw us being a motherfucker. But I like.
Some people still look at me like they still beating them up.
And that's all right.
That's fine. I don't give a fuck. I was fine back then. I'm fine now.
Yeah, yeah. I
don't give a fuck.
And I love myself.
Like, you know what I'm saying? How people be throwing their. That's what I said about telling your friend, you know what I'm saying? You do not.
Yeah.
I'm being honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Because again, like I said, that is that on that. If that person wants to make a difference, that person is going to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not because you could be the straw that broke the camel's back, where it's like, you know what I'm saying? Now they like, damn, what if, you know, they could try to want to commit suicide because they looking at they, you know, pictures and they hate them, or they looking at their stomach. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, like, you really don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can see, like, if it was something that was, like, health-wise, and you know this person is finna die, you know what I'm saying? Be like, say, sis, let's go work out together. You know what I'm saying? I got you. But other than that, like, if they not at that stage or something, like, I'm being honest with you, like, because you don't know, your words could impact something totally different in they, you know what I'm saying, they psyche. So it's like... I'ma just look at it and be like, oh, you look different, but that ain't my, you know, my place to be, you know what I'm saying shit, you know, cause you gotta look at yourself every day. I don't, you know what I'm saying? You know, so it's like shit, I don't.
It make me sad though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just made me think about my niece, but yeah, for sure. Yeah. You can't be going around telling people that shit like that.
No, you
just never
how
know.
You say, like, you know what I'm saying, why don't you say, ain't nobody gonna tell you fat, you know what I'm saying?
I know that, I'm just saying, like you don't even realize how, yeah, but when they do be looking different, you just gotta be like, damn. And the fact of the matter is, they can't do nothing about it.
Mm-mm.
When they have the surgery, because they
to be honest, it'll settle. But when it's like a fresh, year or two, yeah. They go look, you know what I'm saying, their way. They face got them.
It ages them.
It does. It does. It really does. Their body be, you know what I'm saying, but in your face it be, like, be looking older. You be looking real older.
Real
yeah. Yeah. So you want to go into our next topic?
Yes.
So our next topic is about the lottery. So basically, you know what I'm saying, Kiki, we're going to talk about winning the lottery. Like, how would you, you know what I'm saying, just like if you won, I'm just say $50 million, right? How would that impact your life? What would you do? Like, tell us the rundown of how you would act toward people, all of that. We talking about the lottery. You $50 million stack. You up.
First of all, ain't nobody gonna know I won. Mm-hmm. But my immediate, I'm gonna take care of my people. Like the and I got a lot of people, but not all the people. You know what I'm saying? I got my select ones. I'm gonna look out for when I get there and when I hit that. I'm really not telling anybody.
I want to, when they say you got to go on the news,
I'm wearing a ski mask. I want my voice distorted. Mm-hmm. I don't want none of that because
they know they gonna know their voice.
You put a target on your back. Because I saw where that one man won the lottery and they came and killed him because, you know. Because,
like, real talk, this is how I feel. Like, if they see me and I'm way to New York, people know me, right?
Yeah.
They go grab my mama, my nephew, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that type of shit. So, for me, that's why I'm like, it's to protect me and my people. Family. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, they like, oh, Charlie got that money. I know where her mama stayed. She
gonna
pay for her mama. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, people, when they see you got that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They know, and they hungry, and they, you know what I'm saying? They know. So, for me, it's to protect me and my loved ones.
So, for sure,
you know
what I'm saying? Nobody would know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take care of my folk. I don't really know anything about investing, but that's been on my brain a lot, like, learning more about stuff like that. To invest in some, you know, old money, make new money, you know what I'm saying? I don't think I would act any different. I think that I would be able to breathe better because it's like I got money. Mm-hmm. I ain't gotta worry about what this bill, that bill, but I'm gonna be financially, I got money, I'm gonna act like I ain't got money. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna be living like you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna go and do all this. Would I probably get myself a house? Maybe, you know. I'm saying of course. Nothing too big, you know what I'm saying, just something, cause it's just me and my dog, you know what I'm saying. But I don't give a fuck, I build a whole community for me and my people. You and brother Lock, we all could be in the same gated community or something like that. Yeah, but I don't think I would act any different. Like I said, I want to learn about investing, so of course I want to invest. You'll help me with that because, you know, you go with stuff like that. Do my people, you know what I'm saying? Pay off whatever debt I have and be debt-free, you know what I'm saying? So I think that'll be it. I don't even know what I want to invest in. I still have to wrap my brain around it. So, yeah. But, bro, you know you in that number to get some bread. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take care of you. I already got you. I'm going to take care of you. But, yeah, I don't think it'll change me. Because I don't, like, I give too easily and too freely to feel like that if I get money, it's going to turn me into, like, a self. I don't think money will change me or make me selfish or anything. But I think I want to get my teeth fixed. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing wrong with my teeth now, but I think I just want them, like, really, y'all know my little tooth on the side to be bothering me. Like, get my teeth fixed. Mm-hmm. But that's it. I ain't gonna lie, I might get this stomach sucked off. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Get this little stomach sucked out, but I'm not gonna get no ass or nothing like that because I ain't never had no ass. But I probably just wanna have a flat stomach.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the only thing you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I do, like, what you say, when you're spending, like, bullshit, mm-hmm. it'll be I get my stomach sucked out, probably my little teeth fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you do?
So for me, I'm like you. The first thing I said I would go. If I had to go to news, I would go in disguise.
Girl, what?
I'm not playing.
Do we have to even go and pick it
like,
up on
you know
the
what
news?
I'm saying? Like, it's like, can I do not want to do that at all. It would be hush, 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 hush.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I would immediately, my mama, my brother, my nephews, we moving ASAP because I already know that's the main people they go target. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
they ain't gonna know it's you that got the bread though.
I know, but I'm just saying, just in case the word gets out, you know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't even want to, my other family members to know.
Mm-mm.
Because it's not them that would, it's like them telling their other friends who hungry and broke, you know what I'm saying? That's the one be like, oh shit.
I ain't telling nobody.
You know what I'm saying? Like, say, you know, what you call a cousin? Charles, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know. So, but I know that I would, my mama, my nephews, and my brother immediately move them. You know what I'm saying? I always wanted to have a big house. And I didn't want them to stay with me.
But you'll get
them. But I want them a house on the, somewhere in the same community. So, like, we can walk down the street or, you know what I'm saying, go, like, right down the street or something, just all by each other. So, I know those three houses I was purchased ASAP, you know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, give my people, you know what I'm saying, my cousins, because I got so many damn cousins and uncles and shit. So, break all them off. I would never let nobody know the amount that I got. You get what I'm saying? Because soon as they know the amount that you got, they looking for more, you know what I'm saying, of what you giving them.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
It's never enough.
It's never enough. So I wouldn't even, to be honest, I wouldn't even want my mom and my brother to know.
I'm just going to say I'm not telling nobody. I wouldn't
tell nobody the amount. You know what I'm saying? Because soon as, if you know what I'm saying, if they know that, you know what I'm saying, be like, damn, she only gave me $2 million. Damn, she could, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, just to clear out it, don't nobody know how much I got. Just know that, you know what I'm saying, I'm breaded up, you know what I'm saying? And invest in my nephew's future, you know what I'm saying? Already, so when they turn 18, they got money, and I wouldn't even let them know the amount, because, you know what I'm saying, they'll be trying to be lazy going through school, not trying to do something, because they'd be like, I'm finna be, get out this money, when I, you know what I'm saying? So, but I would make a stipulation, like, on Power, how you gotta finish college to get this money. You know what I'm saying? So I already had my head, like, you know, I need y'all to go through school. Even if you don't do whatever, I need you to go through school. So basically it's them first, and then my main thing is investing in real estate. Because the real estate, that's the market that is never go, you always go continuously make money. You make money or sleep.
Yeah.
So that's off top. Every other business in this world, you know what I'm saying, will, but the investing in real estate, that's the money that's out, the richest people in the world, all of them real estate. You know what I'm saying? So that was my first thing, you know what I'm saying? For me, even like you said, the main thing for me, you know me, I'm still not gonna be spending money like that. I'm still gonna be saving, like, so my thing is, like, when I get that money, I want to quadruple that money. So whatever it is, I'm gonna continuously try to make money, you know what I'm saying,
to add to it
so I won't never be broke no more. And also, you know what I'm saying, for my people to be straight. But for me, I know I'm a giver, so I'll be giving away, you know what I'm saying, like, where it's like, take care of my people first, my family, my immediate family first, and then it's like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying, Kiki, you know what I'm saying, let's go get your house, you know, my best friend, you know what I'm saying, everybody. So, you know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying too. Like, when I said take care of my people, my family, of course, because my mom was, we small, and then my dad's side small too. So yeah, I'm with that too. Exact same thing. Yeah.
Oh, but for me, I'm not finna go, like, buy all of you know what I'm saying, I'm not doing none of that shit. Now, you know what I'm saying, I would have a whole sneaker room.
I know, yeah.
A whole fuck, you know what I'm saying?
A Jordan room,
you know what I'm saying? Jordan. Yes. But, so, I'm not gonna lie. So, my closet, I'll probably have two rooms of closet. I want a shoe room and then a room full of clothes. So, it would, all my money would really go on their fashion shit, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, like, I would be traveling a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Are you gonna be flying?
Yeah. Because now, you know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, like, I want to see the world. Even though, you know what I'm saying, my fear is, you know, flying in heights. However, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to be stagnant or whatever, you know. So, I know I will be wanting to, you know what I'm saying, go and see the world. I'm going to just get on the plane and be scary, but I just want to see the world. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Because, you know how people be like, but I don't just be want to fly to Miami or just fly to, you know what I'm saying, L.A. or something. I want to go, you know, we're a place that, you know what I'm saying, all over the world. Fuck the going to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I want to go to exotic places to see this mountain or the, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I want to go to. Not just be like, I'm going to go to Miami or I'm going to go to, you know, Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to go to other spaces.
Makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, girl. I can't, you know what I'm saying? Ain't so much other shit in my head. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So, but I would, like I said, I would have businesses where I don't have to go in, you know what I'm saying, and work. So, the, you know what I'm saying, the real estate, the, you know, other stuff, and put, like, other people in positions where, you know what I'm saying, I'm still making the money. But anyways, you got something else you want to say?
No, ma'am.
All right. Wait. Silly Squad. Y'all know what time it is. Rando. We got something random for you. Rando. We got something random for you. Yeah. What's your rando?
My rando is, did you know that you cannot wear jeans in North Korea?
No.
Like, it's against the law. Blue jeans, like denim jeans, you cannot wear jeans in North Korea because it's too Americanized.
So they don't want nothing American over there?
Mm-mm. Like, they don't want you. If you wear jeans, it's too much of, like, an American thing. You cannot wear jeans in North
Korea. So they, you go to jail or something?
I don't know the consequence, but you can't. It's against the law. It's banned. Like, you can't wear blue jeans over there.
This wild. Mm-hmm. My rando is Nelly and Ashanti been looking so cute. I love that they back together. Oh, my gosh. I like Fred. I love both of them individually. But, you know what I'm saying, the fact I've just been seeing, they be looking so cute. And even, you know what I'm saying, like, I remember at the Verses when he had went over there to try to say something to Ashanti.
She was like.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, he brought the other thing back. But, you know, and I really, let me say this. I really hope that he get his shit together. You know what I'm saying? For her. Kiki Lips is over here all up and perked or whatever. But I really hope he get his shit together and don't fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? Especially like when a woman give you a second chance, you know, don't fuck it up.
I think I'm on the fence.
Okay, why?
Because I love my girl Ashanti.
Yeah.
And like, again, individually, I love them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like them. They look cute together because I just like Ashanti because she's just so bubbly or whatever. But I just don't like the way he did her. And I'm like, how you come back from that? I don't like the way he did
it. I forgot exactly what he did to her.
So, you know, well, I know him, her, Tia and Tiny were hanging out, I think, for her birthday. And then all of a sudden, like, the next week or two, he had dumped her and he was with Miss Jackson.
Oh, this one? Okay.
It was something around that time. Like, he was with her, Ashanti, and then all of a sudden, he just, like, and then he was with Miss Jackson. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he was flouncing around Miss Jackson and all this or whatever. And, you know, my girl had to heal. You know what I'm saying? And she healed good. And as soon as she healed and on her sheet and just kind of like, nigga, I ain't think about you. And he bring his fine ass around. But I know forgiveness is key. And, you know, they were young, too. So he spent the block again. And if they going to be together, I hope he, like you said, do it right and not fuck it up and do all that extra. Because she really like him. And she's a really sweet girl, you know. Mm-hmm. And Nelly seemed like a relationship guy.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll do it right. Because he was with Miss Jackson for a long time.
A long time.
But he needs to have the blogs for rape. When they be talking about he be raping and shit. I'm just saying, I hope it ain't true. But you know, I'm like,
oh, this shit ain't
he don't
true.
Need to put himself in them positions.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not saying that he cannot be a rapist. But what I'm saying is, like, when them men have all that money and fame, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be bitches who go, you know what I'm saying, go come out with something.
And it's just crazy. And I know it's so random and so dumb for me to say this, why I think Nelly's so attractive. Because he know how to fight. And he'll fight. And I'm like, he's such they always talk about light-skinned men this and light-skinned men that. Nelly is the exception to the light-skinned men because he'll fight. And he don't give a damn. And I love the fact how him and T.I. are really close and how that's his dog. He's going to ride for his dog, how they ride for each other. Girl, don't roll your eyes at T.I., goddamn me. But I'm just saying, like, I love their friendship. I've always liked their friendship, how they just roll for one another, how they down for each other. But Nelly know how to fight. So, yeah, he can stay with Ashanti because he can protect her.
Yeah.
I hope Shorty mama staying out her fucking business. You know them kind of mamas. Mm. Girl. They be the ones that want to fuck your man. But yeah, I like that rando.
Mm-hmm.
So my song of the week is, baby, I don't know if you've heard it, but it's called 2000s R&B by Kenyon Dixon and RL. Woo! Pick me up and grab my panties because
come on, panties.
This whole album is like, it's called R&B something, and when I tell you it's a vibe, 2000s R&B by Kenyon Dixon featuring RL.
Hey, listen, I don't know if you've been on Sammy lately.
Sammy is that nigga.
Sammy, that last album he put out, bitch, that whole fire. Fucking fire.
But I've been on Sammy.
Fire.
Sammy and Mario.
Man, Mario just.
He was on that blue wall.
Bitch,
Tricia listen. Roxy was acting. Girl, she was going crazy.
Listen, Mario got that sex appeal. Break.
He know he's sexy.
He just know he just fight. He got
Ralph Tresvant.
Yes. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's the way he just.
The confidence.
Yeah, it just exudes just like, that's a man.
When he was talking on her and he was like, woo. He was singing and he was just so confident. And just to think where he came from, I was like, yeah. Mario can get it.
He can get it any fucking day. He have grew into like, it's a man. It's such like a, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to do something. I tell you, it's just that quiet confidence.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, Mario. Mm-hmm. Ooh, shit. Damn.
He man, Lil Sammy. That grew up.
Yeah, man. Sammy how
and throw Lord in there, too. Ooh.
Well, I ain't checked him out.
Girl, baby, when Lord performed in Dallas, I saw his teeth from where I was sitting because they were so white.
Yeah.
And you know, he's really from Houston, but he was raised in Louisiana. Girl, don't get me started, but yes.
My quote of the week is, when you bounce back this time, show no mercy.
I heard bounce back. Mm-mm.
My quote is said, when you bounce back this time, show no mercy. You know, like they dad shoe, you know what I'm saying? when you was down or whatever, and they was talking about you and all that shit, and they was doing all that. When you back bounce back this time, show no mercy, clown on ass. Yeah. Do it.
Shit on them.
Mm.
That's what you gotta do.
You got so much you want to say? Don't. Okay, please, if y'all are still listening, well, y'all is because y'all heard my voice, go ahead and go over to YouTube and hit the subscribe button as well. Go follow us on all of our social media accounts and go ahead and make sure you screenshot this and put it on y'all social media accounts and subscribe to whatever podcast platform that you are listening to, for real, for real.
That's it.
And that's it. And Silly Squad,
we out.